And so, allowing the body to settle into semi-supine with the knees up, or if you feel more comfortable with them outstretched. Positioning your arms in a place where your shoulders are allowed to fall down towards the floor as much as possible. So whichever you feel that is for you, palms up or palms down. Taking your awareness to the breath. And the sensations of how the breath is gently moving your body. To permit that movement, to allow the breath to move your body and allow it to settle. Breathing right into your diaphragm so that your abdomen rises. And exhaling audibly before resting in that still point. And as the breath is gently rocking your body, placing awareness on the back of the body, the parts which meet the floor, starting with the back of the head, and giving up the weight of the back of the head into the cushion. Maybe allowing the chin to drop as your head sinks deeper. Feeling the weight, surrendering the weight into the cushion. And moving your awareness down the cervical spine, that all-important bridge between mind and body. Into the shoulders and inviting into the back of the shoulders a softening and a release of any tension we may be holding. Shoulders are a place where we often hold our tension. We hold ourselves in anxiety. We often hunch our shoulders up, hold them rigid against the world, ready to brace anything. Against anything which we fear or which threatens us. So just taking this opportunity to notice slight instances of tension across the back of the shoulders. And really allowing our body to lay exactly as it likes, rather than making it lie as we think it should. Allowing it to really take the position it wants to. Releasing on the out-breath and allowing the body to move on that release. The ligaments giving up their tension on the bones. The muscles softening, inviting in the breath into the shoulders to swirl, saturate and soften inside the shoulders. Inviting every last bit of tension to leak away downwards into the ground. Giving up that stuck, non-moving energy. Allowing it to seep and drain out of our bodies into the ground. Checking in with the face, that no tension has crept in around the eyes, the forehead. Giving up the need to hold our mouth tightly closed. And allowing it instead to flop open towards the ground. Nobody can see any of us. So this is just for your benefit. Kindness you can give to yourself. moving down, down the spine, the back of the body. Breathing in air and space to each vertebrae as we move through the thoracic spine. More tightly packed vertebrae perhaps would really enjoy some air being breathed in between them. Our thoracic spine helps us to stay upright as best as it can. So inviting space into the vertebrae. Noticing how the body may shuffle or move as you do this. Allow it to. Allowing the spine to elongate. Inviting in space. Inviting in slight movement. And then moving down into the pelvis. Feeling the weight of your flesh. Falling down around the pelvis and into the floor. Allowing your feet and your legs to turn outwards as they wish. Breathing air right down into your abdomen, allowing your belly to rise. And on the out breath, on the release, your pelvis to flatten to the floor. Again, the pelvis being the bottom of the spine can be a place we experience discomfort, imbalance, twisting, torsion. And so I invite you now to perhaps if one side feels more tense than the other, place your light of awareness on that side. So wherever we shine our light of awareness, our focus goes there. And where awareness goes, energy flows. So really focusing in, going inside your your body at this point, into your mini-me. Guys, going into the pelvis, the strong structure of the pelvis, moving around the flesh which surrounds it. Imagine your mini me going through, between, around muscles and ligaments which are holding your pelvis. Stroking with your hands, your mini hands, these ligaments. And if it helps, you can even do this with your hands. It helps to envisage the movement. Stroking and softening. Allowing the pelvis to move in any which way it likes. Keeping that light shone on this area inside you. And seeing the muscles and the ligaments attaching to the bones. You can maybe imagine stroking them with a feather. Allowing them to give up such rigid tension. Breathing in love for this area. Gratitude for how it allows you to walk. Maybe placing a hand there. Breathing in love, the soft light of love into this area. Allowing it to swell and really open up. Perhaps feeling tension leaking and draining away down your leg and out of your feet. Feeling energy begin to get freed up. And the sensations which we used to call pain now begin to just be sensations, perhaps, of energy flowing. If your hand's there, perhaps you can even feel a pulsating, a flow, which you didn't before. continue inviting in love, breathing it in, allowing a sense of opening. Noticing changes of sensations and offering gratitude for them before the sensations flow out down your leg and out of your foot, out of your toes. You can help this along by the breath. So now we're going to do something quite different. Move our awareness to the opposite side of your pelvis. Intensely switch sides with your mind and shine the light instead on the opposite side. Noticing instantly what happens. Shine your light on the side that you've been ignoring. How does it feel? Change in sensations. Completely ignoring now the other side, which you were focusing on before. And intensely placing your awareness on the other side. Breathing into it. Allowing it to open up. Allowing the diaphragm to rise, allowing space in. Maybe placing a hand there too, on this other side. Feeling the opening. Feeling any release. And if your attention wanders, that's perfectly normal. Just bringing the light of awareness back to your pelvis. So noticing how this side now feels, perhaps noticing anything, any sensations moving down this leg now, and out of your toes. And as we come to the end of this meditation, very briefly flitting back to the original side, and noticing how that side now feels. And so now I invite you to lie here and move your awareness out once again to your whole body, letting go of the focused awareness, resting back in a broad awareness of your whole body lying here on your back. Just gently tracing the outline of your body as if you were a child drawing around the outline. Maybe starting at the shoulders or the arms, working with your way downwards and round the feet, and then finishing off with the head when you're ready. Whole body lying here in a balanced state, resting.